Welcome to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. Today we're here in California, USA, where we're going to talk about the benefits of raw food diet with Annie Job, a raw foodist expert. So let's give her a call, see if she's here. Annie? Yes, it's Supreme Master Television. Yay, we're just here in front of your house. Hi.
Having been a vegetarian for nearly 20 years, Annie actively advocates fortifying the body's immune system through proper diet and the use of natural foods as medicine.
Sara, would you like a glass of highly alkaline charged water?
Yes,
we make really good water here.
Thank you.
I brought some out for you.
So what kind of water is it?
This is regular tap water that I put through a 5-stage filtration system. So anybody that has a tap can make really good, highly alkaline charged water. And then I take that and I add alkalinity drops to it. So this is probably a pH of about 11, 10 and a half or 11, which is very cleansing. And then I put a crystal inside of it too, because that adds a structure to the water, right?
I see.
And I set that on top of 8,000 Gauss magnets, so it makes the water really, really, really small particles. It makes it very slippery. It makes a wetter water, so it's more hydrating.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, it's delicious water too. Yeah. Even people that don't like to drink water like to drink my water. It's good water.
Mmm. It's so pure.
Water is one of the things I talk a lot about because it's something that we all need. When we're born, we're about 80% water, 70 to 80% water. And when we're about 50 years old, we're about 50% water.
Exactly.
So we've dehydrated quite a bit in our lives.
Wow.
So highly alkaline charged water actually will rinse any waste away from the cell. And that's a youthing, a very much youthing. And so a cell can stay alive pretty much eternally. We've never found the end of the life of a cell once we feed it and remove its waste. So this is all about removing waste and hydrating.
Oh, so that's so interesting.
Yeah, it'll make your joints really healthy. It's good for brain functioning.
So do you drink this every day? Do you recommend?
I drink a lot of it every day. Yeah, it's my favorite beverage, and so I have a lot of it. But I made some other little beverages, too, that I might want to show you, actually.
Oh, yeah.
On the deck, I have one of my favorite delicious teas is hibiscus and rosehip sun tea. And so, you know, normally how you would, like, brew a tea, you'd add a bunch of hot water to the top of it. In this way, we just add this room temperature, highly alkaline charged water, and then we put it in the sunshine, right? And so that brews the tea.
Oh.
And the hibiscus and rosehip, I love it, because they're from the herbal kingdom, and they have much more vitamin C in the herbs, especially in beautiful flowers and petals, than you would find in oranges or vitamin C, you know, rich foods. So, you want to check it out?
Let's go see.
So I use the sun as my oven, and this is a really nice way to do it. This tea, I put this tea out here maybe an hour and a half ago, and look at the color of it.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a body of knowledge, it's called the Law of Similarities. So if you look at this, you'd say, what looks like that in the body, right? The blood, huh? And this is really amazing blood purifier and blood cleanser, tons of vitamin C. So it really makes it colloidal. In other words, it's miscible with water, and it's in the living water. And so it's very small particles. It makes that vitamin C very easy to absorb and digest and assimilate. So vitamin C is amazing. In fact, when we look at children and give them an IQ test, and then the next day we give them vitamin C and give them the same test, they usually test about 10 points higher. So vitamin C is really important.
So it's really recharging in vitamin C.
Yeah.
Do you also recommend daily that kind of beverage?
Sure, that's wonderful. If everybody in the world had a big glass of this every day, they'd get all their vitamin C that they need. And these red pigments are very important, too, for protecting us from electromagnetic energy, you know, from cell phones and computers and such like this. So red pigments are really important in that way. And also, as the law of similarity shows us, it's really good for the blood, huh?
Yeah, and how do you prepare it?
I just put a handful of hibiscus, which is dried hibiscus flower.
Oh, this is such a nice color. I just want to look at it.
Isn't it pretty in the sunlight?
Yeah, it is.
And because it's been heated by the sun, too, it's also been charged by the sun, too. And so it has a much more, it's a higher vibrational frequency around it. And right now we have all these cool cameras that can photograph the aura around any living thing.
Yes.
And when we charge herbs up with water like this and put it in the sun, mm-hmm. the aura around it is quite vast, actually.
Ooh.
And so anyway, just a little hibiscus flowers and some dried rose hips. Put it in water, stick it in the sunshine, and you've got this amazing tea. And it's nice to have really delicious beverages always on hand, and then you're not
so
tempted
true.
To do something that you might not otherwise do.
Exactly. So how long do you leave it in the sun?
It can be here for an hour or 2 or 3 hours.
The hibiscus and rosehip sun tea looks amazing. When we return, Annie Jubb will talk more about the benefits of the raw food way of life. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living. On today's program, American raw food expert Annie Jubb shares her knowledge about wholesome natural foods and how they can help us feel our best and most energetic. Next, Annie discusses the importance of adopting a vegetarian or vegan diet.
One of the easiest things that you can do for your own health and the health of the world and for sustainability is to actually go vegetarian and think about days of veganism right in there, you know, as well.
Many of us have heard of raw foodism in passing. But what is the formal definition of raw food?
Raw food is basically foods that have been uncooked or mm-hmm. cooked under 118 degrees Fahrenheit, so that they have all of their enzymes in them. Mm-hmm. Enzymes are really important for digestion. And so when we cook that out of the foods, if we cook it over 118 degrees mm-hmm. Fahrenheit, then we have to beg, borrow, and steal enzymes from the body, from the blood, the brain, the bone, the body tissue. And when, you know, you look at somebody who's 80, 90 years old, their skin's very, very, very thin, kind of mm-hmm. tissue papery, they're very low on enzymes. They're at the end of their enzyme levels.
Yes.
Annie Jubb is also the author of many books on diet and nutrition.
So, and you also write a wonderful book, which is Life Food Recipe Book.
Yeah. See, on the cover of this book, and all of my books actually, I have what's called, this is a star fruit, which is a mm-hmm. lovely tropical fruit. And I cut it in half so you can see the pretty star shape. But this was photographed with a Kirlian camera, one of these fantastic cameras that you can take a photograph of any aura, the aura around any living thing. There is an aura around all living things, a tree, an orange, you. Anyway, you can see this star fruit, right? It's a living food and all the colors coming out of it. And look, there's a lightning storm of potential coming out of it, right?
This is fascinating.
Isn't it amazing? And so, you know, like I was saying before, when we're born, we're 80% water. So what's actually holding the molecules together is this kind of electrical frequency, mm-hmm. right? We're quite porous. We're like sponges, actually. And there's a lot of space where we aren't. We're being animated by this kind of animation of electricity. That's the life force itself that's emanating from that life. So you or I or any food. This is the definition of life food. Life food nutrition is what I call my program. It's kind of a refinement of the raw food diet because I really specifically want to heal the immune system. Mm-hmm. And so just being raw isn't good enough. It has to have this measurable life force around it. And when it does, I can tell that this is going to animate me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so whenever you eat a meal, you come away from it, and if it's, you know, got all of this electricity around it, you feel animated, right?
Yes.
You feel like you could even go for a run if you wanted to. You kind of lighten your body, but you feel mm-hmm. nourished. Hydrated, right?
Annie Jubb has just shared with us some very practical knowledge on raw food. Next week, she will discuss further about how a natural diet leads to good health. We thank you for your kind company on today's episode of Healthy Living. Please stay with us for Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May all the goodness of life be yours.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.